Horse racing is unforgiving for housewives.
It's like every other multi-million dollar gamble we housewives make every day.
Penny Chenery was a housewife and mother in Denver, Colorado in the 1960s. But when her father's ailing health threatened the future of the family's Virginia horse breeding farm, Penny took it over, stubbornly determined to put the business back on its feet. All she needed was one winning horse, and she got that in a chestnut red colt born on the farm in 1969.
You're in a rough spot, so I'll buy that horse of yours right now. $7 million, all cash.
If he does what I think he'll do, his value will double, if not triple.
$8 million.
No.
You're that stubborn.
I'm that right.
By the time he was 3 years old, the thoroughbred nicknamed Big Red, but formally called Secretariat, would earn a place in American horse racing history. So too did Penny Chenery, as one of the few women among the owners of horse racing stables. Diane Lane plays her in the film and says she learned about the character firsthand.
First of all, it was very surreal to spend time with the real Penny Chenery because invariably it's unusual to spend time with somebody that you're going to be bringing to the screen. It raises the stakes. You know, I really personally wanted to make it a gratifying experience for her.
You're guaranteeing that this horse is going to win the Triple Crown. The Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. Three races, three states, in just 5 weeks. Hasn't been done in 25 years.
That is exactly what I'm saying. I don't think that Penny ever took on or saw herself in a vainglorious manner at all, representing any gender or any generation. It was rather a timeless story from her point of view of her family business and doing what needed to be done to save it. So I take a page from her book and salute her for not letting this become an issue, but more one for the history books, for people to, with the patina of time, say, well, there's a hero.
Since Citation Day, 1948, seven horses won the Derby and then the Preakness. Every single one of them has failed to win the Triple Crown.
Well, he just won the first two in record time.
Yeah, and the Belmont is the graveyard of speed horses. It's the longest race they'll ever run.
That's John Malkovich as Lucien Lorraine, the horse trainer who, at Penny's urging and guided by her unflagging faith in him, pushes Secretariat on to victory. Movies about horse racing have been done before. For instance, in 2003, the Depression-era hero Seabiscuit was the subject of a hit film. So Secretariat director Randall Wallace says he set out to show the grueling and sometimes dangerous sport from a different perspective.
I understood about this movie from the beginning that we had to experience these races as participants, not as observers. That required that we shoot the movie in a way no horse racing movie had ever been shot, with the approach of filming where you are subjectively in the race. You're not seeing what's it like to have watched Secretariat run. You experience what was it like to run like Secretariat. And there's a world of difference in that. And we had to understand what was it like for the characters when they were alone. Some of the most evocative moments in this movie for me are when the characters are by themselves.
Wallace put the viewer in the races by shooting them with lightweight video cameras mounted right on the horses. Of course, horse racing fans know the results of the 1973 season when Secretariat won the Triple Crown, but director Wallace contends there is still suspense and a sense of religious exaltation about the outcome of the film.
In all my other films, Braveheart, We Were Soldiers, Man in the Iron Mask, along with courage and honor, there's a sense of tragedy. This was a movie in which it is unalloyed joy, that it glories in love and courage.
In frenzied excitement, he eats up the ground. He paws fiercely, rejoicing in his strength, and charges into the fray, afraid of nothing. when the trumpet sounds.
Secretariat reinforces that religious tone with lines from the biblical book of Job at the beginning and the 1969 hit version of the Christian hymn, O Happy Day, at its climax. The book, Secretariat, The Making of a Champion, by journalist Bill Knack, is among the sources for the script by Mike Rich. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Oh, a happy day. When Jesus wore, oh, when he wore, when Jesus wore.